Through time, humanity has fought in many wars. Some of them happened in primitive times in which people fought with bows and arrows, and some of them were very recent that the advancements in technology provided weapons that could wipe out a city from the map in a blink. Cold War was a cursed time in history in which many tensions rose between the countries and many people died. There were many threats amongst the two superpowers of the world at that time, America and Soviet Union, about using big guns. The Suez Canal crisis was a long-spread event in the Cold War which included many nations, invasions, and nuclear war threats. The Suez Canal crisis was a very important event in the Cold War. The crisis is very enlightening for learning history because there were several events similar to the crisis in history and some stereotypes which we can still see today. The Suez Canal crisis took place between October 1956 and March 1957 in Egypt around the Suez Canal. Even though the crisis lasted for a year, its effects were long-lasting. The beginning of the conflict roots all the way back to 1869.
But why does it go back all the way to 1869, and what makes this event so important? Also, what kind of events are you talking about by saying similar?
Well, the canal was first opened in 1869 when Egypt was under Britain's control. The canal created a way between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea, making trade much more convenient between Europe and East Asia. It was a very strategic spot for the economy since it provided 2/3 of the oil used by Europe. That is one reason why this crisis was a significant event in history. The importance of the canal caused Britain to take measures to make sure that they still had control over the canal when Egypt gained its independence in 1922. The Britain controlling Egypt's properties is similar to the exploitation of countries which have reserves of mines or anything valuable. Africa is one of those countries. Historian Richard Drayton thinks that the wealth of the West was built on Africa's exploitation.
Wow.
After the measures took in 1922, in 1936, Egypt and Britain signed the Anglo-Egyptian Treaty. This treaty allowed the British soldiers to remain in the canal zone until 1956.
So the British was trying so hard to hold on to the canal zone.
Exactly. However, Egypt was still developing. Soon they deposed monarchy and Gamal Abdel Nasser became the president. By 1954, Nasser pressured Britain to end their military presence in the canal zone. The anti-imperialist mindset of Nasser gained the approval of the Soviet Union and its leader Nikita Khrushchev. And finally, in 1956, with the support of the Soviets, Egypt took over the canal and the canal became Egypt's public property.
What did Britain do about the takeover?
Britain was panicked and shocked. Israel, France, and the USA also didn't know what to do. On October 29, 1956, Israel attacked Egypt. 2 days later, French and British soldiers attacked Egypt as well and took over the canal zone.
Pathetic. What about the civilians? They surely must have been panicked.
The poor Egyptian people. Many innocent lives were lost. There's one devastating story though. It's about a class of 32 boys and 28 girls who are 8-9 years old learning math, and their teacher, who is a 32-year-old woman.
Oh my cruel world.
Imagine hearing an explosion in the middle of the class in primary school, then the sounds of gunshots following the sounds of explosions. Children could not even hear themselves screaming in horror. Think about this. These children had very little knowledge about what was going on around the world. They were innocent, they were too young, and they had a bright future ahead. These children's luminous futures were darkened with the smoke obtained from the guns. Their developing lungs were filled with ash and the smell of destruction.
This is so hard to listen to.
Not just the kids. Imagine the teacher trying to restrain all these kids. She was screaming, "Get down." She was screaming so loud that later she got diagnosed with throat cancer because she damaged her vocal cords, and the case got worse with the dust she swallowed.
Did anything happen to the students?
Unfortunately, some were hit.
Oh no.
This chaotic event represents how civilians suffer because of the desires and the greed of other governments, or pay for their government's mistakes in a way. It is the injustice of the smaller people being crushed by the ones who have power.
True.
Due to all this chaos and killing,
By November 5th, Khrushchev threatened to nuke West Europe if Israel, Britain, and France didn't withdraw their troops from Egypt. Now the tension was rising. USA President Dwight D. Eisenhower warned Khrushchev not to get directly involved with this. But Eisenhower was furious as well, so he threatened the three countries with economic sanctions if they didn't withdraw their troops from Egypt. Finally, the three countries withdrew, and the crisis came to an end. Immediately, a United Nations peacekeeping force was sent in to supervise the situation and to restore order. In the end, the Suez Canal was cleared and reopened.
Finally.
Yes, eventually. But if we were to look at this from a bigger perspective, I think that the Suez Canal crisis shows how miserable the civilians are, because it is always them that pay for their government's mistakes, as I said before. Just like those kids in the class, none of them deserved to die. They were young and innocent. They had nothing to pay or die for. They did not even know what was going on around the world. They did not know what a dirty and dark place the world was.